Good morning. Today, I'll be presenting on a short story by R.K. Narayan, The White Flower. Here, this is prescribed syllabus for 3rd BA English. It's a co-paper for semester 6 under a paper titled Indian Writing in English. Now, first, we'll go into the summary of The White Flower by R.K. Narayan. The White Flower by R.K. Narayan narrates the poignant tale of Krishna, a young man who becomes enamored with a girl he encounters at a street tap. Their mutual affection is expressed solely through meaningful glances, as direct courtship is constrained by traditional customs. Recognizing the limitations imposed by societal norms, a mutual acquaintance intervenes to propose a matrimonial alliance between Krishna and the girl. Both families find the match suitable. Krishna is from a respectable family pursuing higher education, and the girl is of a marriageable age, well-mannered and educated. However, the progression towards marriage faces a hurdle when the girl's father insists on matching horoscopes, a customary practice to ensure compatibility. The astrologer identifies a serious flaw in Krishna's horoscope, indicating that his wife would have a short life due to influence of Mars. This revelation causes the girl's father to hesitate, torn between his desires for the alliance and his superstitious fears. In an attempt to resolve the impasse, Krishna's father consults a more esteemed astrologer, who offers a counter-interpretation, suggesting that the malefic influence is no longer effective. Despite this, the girl's father remains unconvinced. To settle the matter, both families agree to seek divine intervention at the temple of Hanuman, the god of power. A ritual is conducted wherein two flowers, a white and a red, are placed on the deity's garland. A 5-year-old girl, considered pure and untainted, is chosen to pick one flower, symbolizing the deity's decision. The white flower signifies approval of the marriage, while the red denotes rejection. At the moment of decision arrives, Krishna, overwhelmed with anxiety, closes his eyes. The little girl picks the red flower, indicating that the marriage should not proceed. Devastated by the outcome, Krishna wishes that he could have had the power to bleach all the flowers in the world as white, eliminating the possibility of such a fate-determining choice. Here are some of the key themes delved in this short story are tradition versus personal desire. The story highlights the conflict between individual emotion and social custom, particularly the reliance on astrology in matrimonial decisions. Secondly, superstition and fate. It critiques the weight given to superstitious belief and how they can override personal happiness and rational judgment. Thirdly, innocence and instrumentalization. The uses of child to make a life-altering decision underscores how innocence is co-opted to validate adult superstitions. Symbolism of white flower. The white flower represents hope and approval, while its absence signifies rejection and despair, encapsulating the story's central conflict. To conclude this story, The White Flower by R.K. Narayan serves as a subtle yet powerful critic of the societal norms that dictate personal relationships. Through the lens of a thwarted romance, R.K. Narayan exposes the emotional turmoil caused by rigid adherence to traditional and superstition. The story invites readers to reflect on the balance between cultural and practice and individual happiness. Thank you.